that in part identifies the type of neighborhood it is, with the larger homes on it, mm-hmm. with larger lots. Mm-hmm. It's more spacious. But when any developer comes in and takes a piece of raw land and lays out his scheme for developing that and building houses on it, he must declare a specified distance between houses. Mm-hmm. It's probably more common than anything is a 10 or 15 foot distance between houses. Mm-hmm. With back and front yards, and the backyards in El Paso are pretty exclusively yard in, fenced in, rock walled in. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We have our share of the two-story houses. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You see large homes built up on the points of these hills where they have broad expanse of the valley below them. Mm-hmm. Those are very expensive lots, and you usually find larger homes on it, mm-hmm. like Rim Road. Mm-hmm. It was first built. That was a very exclusive place to live, looking down on the lights of the city of El Paso.
That's nice. Yep.
Still is. Mm-hmm. Some lovely places up there. Mm-hmm.
Could you give me a word picture of your house? Take me on sort of like a imaginary tour of your house.
This house?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, this house was designed with they redesigned it and built it. It was designed with a master bedroom downstairs, and what would make it a little unique from other homes is that I have my own bathroom and my own closet area, which is totally separate from Joyce's.
How nice.
She has mm-hmm. her own dressing area. Mm-hmm. And her own tub, her dressing counter, her toilet, everything is set up in a single unit over here, mm-hmm. as is mine. Now, I don't have a tub, I have a shower. Mm-hmm. That's by preference. Mm-hmm. But we have that downstairs. That's in the rear of the home. We have what would be called a small library type room, or a television room that has a small couch and a big comfortable chair for me. Mm-hmm. We have a modest size living room and a modest size dining room separate, and then we have the kitchen here that you're looking at, and a laundry room, and a double car garage.
How do you heat your home?
It is heated. It's a forced air, gas, and it is the only thing unusual about it. We put all of the ducts for the heating and the air conditioning are in the floors.
Oh, how neat.
Instead of being coming mm-hmm. in at the top of the room, mm-hmm. we put it in the floors when we were pouring the concrete. Mm-hmm. We had done that before, and we liked it so well that we duplicated it here.
That's especially nice for heating, I think.
Yes, it is.
So the heating unit itself is called the, what would you call it?
Forced air.
Would you call it the furnace, though?
Yes, that's what they call it.
It's kind of a furnace? Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. It is exterior. Uh-huh. There is one here that serves, I haven't gotten to the upstairs, but this one serves the upstairs. Mm-hmm.